Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being a part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. It's just you and me. That's right. I've got this is one of those segments where I take a little bit of time, just the two of us, and talk about some things that are on my mind, and I've got some confessions to tell you about here. We got a couple of confessions to report. After a lifetime on stage and screen, the legendary English actor Sir Laurence Olivier once admitted that he had always suffered from stage fright. Imagine that. One of the 20th century's most revered actors, appearing in over 120 stage roles, 60 movies, more than 15, count them, 15 television productions, and countless performances, this man actually battled the fear of rejection and failure. But when you look at his numbers, the numbers of his body of work, it's obvious that Sir Laurence didn't let his condition cost him success. And now, after a sales career that spanned more than a half century, a legendary salesman named Blasingame reveals that he suffered from the marketplace equivalent of stage fright, call reluctance, his entire career. Imagine that. Having conducted literally thousands of sales calls on multiple continents in front of decision makers from the towering C-suites of Fortune 100 CEOs to bell-over-the-door Main Street mom-and-pops, perhaps the greatest professional salesperson of all time struggles with making first contact. But when you look at the numbers of his body of work, it's obvious that the man known as JB to colleagues and the force to competitors didn't allow his condition to cost him success. Alas, it's a sad truth that even well-trained and motivated people can suffer from the scourge of the sales profession to challenge their performance. What about you? Have you experienced call reluctance? If so, what do your numbers tell you? The good news about stage fright and call reluctance, as proven by Sir Laurence and JB, is that it's a condition you can overcome. Indeed, their success and the fact that they've been willing to share their personal struggle provide us with at least four clues about their professional grit and spirit. They recognized a personal performance challenge. Number two, they accepted it as something that must be dealt with. Number three, they took steps to minimize possible negative effects. And number four, they refused to let it get in the way of their goals and success. So how can you tell if you or someone in your organization has a debilitating level of call reluctance? Find it in the numbers. Insufficient sales reports. A missed selling step, such as a proposal delivery. A poor close ratio. And of course, failure to meet sales budgets. Those afflicted with call reluctance will often only call on customers they like instead of new prospects they've never met. They'll spend time on safe activities like paperwork instead of face-to-face prospecting. They'll make excuses about why they aren't getting in front of customers, and they'll hide behind social media busy work. If you aren't making your sales numbers, the problem might be call reluctance. If you recognize any of their or your behavior on that list I just gave you, take stock of the 4 points that sustain Sir Laurence and JB. You recognize personal performance challenge. Recognize it as a challenge. You know that it has to be something you have to deal with. You have to take steps to minimize the negative effect. And you refuse to let it get in the way of your success. There's a good chance that you'll need help with the first two. The first point, recognition, because it's difficult to acknowledge our own shortcomings. I sure have that problem. And the third one, take steps to minimize the challenge because it will likely require help from a professional trainer. But dealing with two and four, acceptance and refusing to give in will require that you call on your inner strengths. You'll have to ask yourself if you're allowing fear and fear to control and direct your life. Or are you prepared to recognize, deal with, and minimize these effects, these challenges? Are you willing to deal with them, accept them as real, deal with them, and minimize them? And in the face of these challenges, can you draw on your spirit to accomplish your goals and achieve your numbers? So here's a little role play I want to leave you with, and you can practice this. And I've had to practice this my entire life. I've had to gird my loins. I've had to, you know, put my game face on. I've had to have a word with myself over the years, many, many times, thousands of times. I've had to have a word with myself along the lines of this little role play to think about. When you're standing outside of a prospect's office, either literally standing there out of their office or virtually making a phone call or some digital contact or whatever, so you're virtually or literally standing outside the prospect's office and you experience call reluctance, you know what that feels like. You don't want to be rejected. You have to ask yourself what I call Blasting Game's call reluctance killer question. What's the worst that can happen to me? You have to ask yourself that question. If you're reluctant to knock on the door, if you're reluctant to pick up the phone, if you're reluctant to hit that enter key and send that email or ask somebody to link with you on LinkedIn, if you're reluctant to take that step, you have to ask yourself this question. What's the worst that can happen to me? And the answer is, if they reject you, you wind up where you are right now, outside their office. You wind up outside their office where you are right now. Nothing worse than where you are can happen. That's what the killer question will remind you about. What's the worst that can happen? You'll be back where you started. You can conquer cargo reluctance, my friends. Don't let it prevent you from having the maximum opportunity to be successful. Call reluctance is the killer of more sales careers than anything else. I've had it. Sometimes I still have it, and I have to deal with it. But I have dealt with it. So I'm an exact example of how you can overcome this. 20 after, I'm Jim Blasco. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.